Well, the classic drama, 12 Angry Men, remains all too relevant to today, 59 years after Reginald Rose first wrote it as a teleplay in 1954. The Pasadena Playhouse is currently presenting 12 Angry Men in a new production featuring 6 black and 6 white actors as the members of the jury who have to face their own biases in order to make a fair decision. In tandem with the play itself, Pasadena Playhouse also has a new discussion series called Talk Back Tuesdays. On the phone with me right now is actor, director, and teacher Barry Pearl. Barry's been in show business for over 50 years. We don't have enough time for me to tell you all his credits on his resume, but I will say it includes portraying Judy in the 1978 film Grease, guest starring on television's ER, winning an LA Dramalogue Award, numerous roles on Broadway, and he also appeared in a previous Pasadena Playhouse production of Baby, It's You. This time, Barry portrays Juror 7 in the production of 12 Angry Men at the Playhouse. Barry, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, though I was told I was going to be able to talk about every single credit on my resume, so how did that get messed up?
I'm so sorry. I better call your agent.
Barry, nice to meet you, Dot.
It's so nice to meet you. How did this role first come up for you as Juror 7 in 12 Angry Men?
Well, you know, it is a gift when you are given a call, when you receive a call from your agent saying you've been offered a role that you didn't even read for. So I suppose that resume, which we don't have time to discuss in toto, paid off for me a bit because I was given that gift by my dear friend and colleague Sheldon Epps, who simply called to offer the role because he knew, and I wasn't the only one in the cast that received such gifts. He sort of knew the paints he needed to put on this particular canvas. So that's how this role came about.
Tell me about developing the play in rehearsal with him directing, please.
Well, first of all, there's a new take on this, and there have been other takes where there have been 12 Angry Women. There have been productions where they use men and women. This is a biracial cast, so we have 6 black men and 6 white men who are determining there to determine the fate of another young boy of color. So this was Sheldon's idea that he approach it this way. The process, of course, was first to cast it, which he did with 12 amazingly talented people, and I'm blessed and honored to include myself in that group, and came up with the idea and put it forth. It has been, at my tender age of eye-opening, something that I, as a proponent of racial equality, it's almost a dream come true to be able to sit in a room with 6 black castmates to discuss issues and have conversations that our entire nation should be having in order to finally get to some place of ultimate equality and comfort. I know that that is naive to think that it could be such. But to feel as though you are involved in a process and in the development of a possible grander conversation about this is truly a dream come true. If for no other reason than personally to be able to be engaged and engage in these things, these sorts of talks, if nothing else comes of this, and God, I wish it could, and I wish that people could come to see this show and be enlightened, then on a personal level, it has been exceedingly rewarding thus far. And we have yet to have our official opening, which is this coming Sunday, the 10th. We are in previews. So I have been blessed to have all kinds of different wonderful experiences through my career. This takes the proverbial cake at this point in time.
What stayed with you most from the conversations you had with your castmates when you went on stage for the first time in previews as Juror 7?
Well, you know, we are angry men, of course, and we are at odds with each other through the greater portion of the piece. So it's sort of antithetical to what the outcome subsequently is. So you're playing against you're sort of playing against what, in my case, and I think in the case of my other 11 castmates, what is in our heart as to how we would like to see people behave. So we need to tell this story in a fashion with all the blood and guts, if you will, in order to get to that place at the end of the play where there is a meeting of the minds, if only for those few moments, to determine the fate of this young fellow. And then we walk away and go back to our own lives, and whether these jurors, these characters, continue to be impacted, we don't know that. That's the sequel, if you will. So we go in there a tabula rasa. That is our job, as though this has never unfolded before. And then we begin to tell this story, and we become enlightened, and we have revelations, performance after performance, as the characters, as the actors. It is a never-ending process. You can't get rid of us after the show, after the curtain comes down. We're downstairs in the green room, chewing the fat, talking. We go out for drinks, and we do not stop talking about this experience and this play. We have guests that come to see the show, so conversations are had and had again, and we all enjoy each other's company so much and enjoy the process and the campaign so much that it is sort of never-ending. It's just an incredibly, exceedingly joyful experience.
And in fact, the audience gets a chance to talk with you about what they have seen, I understand, with a new series that's going to be happening.
Yes.
Would you tell me?
Yes, on Tuesdays. There's a Tuesday, and I believe, yes, they're all, is it every Tuesday? Forgive me for not having this information. Or is it just that one Tuesday?
I have
the info there, Dot.
Yes,
yeah.
I have three Tuesdays.
There
and
you go.
I have Talk Back Tuesdays, where they talk about the change of perception of race in the arts, in community. And I'm sorry, I'm going absolutely blank on what the third. I want to say it's the justice process, which would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But
And it may be, I can look at my calendar. I don't think I actually have it in my calendar here. When the talk back, well, there certainly is one on the 12th. Oh, yes, beg your pardon. It is the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Those are the three talk backs.
And, of course, I have it in front of me now, Race Relations in Courts, Community, and we have Hot Seat with Mona Schaefer Edwards. And then in the arts, when we return, I would love to hear a little bit more about your character and also what you've seen in terms of the change of race relations in the arts, because I understand you've spent 50-plus years in theater.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back in just a moment. You and I are listening today to Barry Pearl, who portrays juror number 7 in the Pasadena Playhouse's production of 12 Angry Men. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee. More coming up on LancerRadio.org.